Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. God bless America. God bless you for being here. It means you're ready to do the hard work of taking this country back. We're on our way, by the way. We are on our way. And we're here to flush out the weasels from the swamp. We'll get them, don't you worry. Here are three big things you need to worry about right now. Number one, the FDA has banned all Juul brand e-cigarette products, including vape devices and pods, citing a lack of data on the product's possible dangers. Number two, the Biden administration rumored to be considering how to make changes to Title IX and undermine the protections for women in sports and elsewhere. We'll talk about that. And number three, this is important. President Donald Trump is the most consequential president of the past 40 years. His only real competition just prior to that, Ronald Reagan. And if you don't believe that, you're not being honest or paying attention. And there are several reasons. But the biggest, obviously, is the Supreme Court. On Thursday, the Supreme Court shot down a New York State law that required those seeking to carry a concealed weapon show they had an extraordinary need to do so. They had to prove they needed it. The court, with three Trump appointees, disagreed. In a 6-3 ruling authored by Justice Clarence Thomas, the court held that the previous high-profile decisions in the Second Amendment were correct and consistent with an individual's right to carry in public for self-protection. And the New York law, making it nearly impossible to carry a gun in public for self-defense, was quite simply unconstitutional. It had been there for 100 years. More on the strengthening of the Second Amendment in a minute, but first, back to what I just said a moment ago. President Donald Trump, the most consequential president in half a century, and the reason is the Supreme Court. Trump made three appointments to the nation's high court, something that is exceedingly rare in American history for a one-term president. It came at a most critical time when it seems our Constitution is under attack almost every day from one radical group or another. To be honest, however, I have to admit President Trump didn't do this all by himself, and you have to bear with me because I know a lot of you don't like this, but you have to be honest. If we're going to be engaged in this conversation, you and I, we have to be honest with each other. So I have to give credit to Mitch McConnell on this one, because it was Mitch McConnell who blocked Merrick Garland. He did. From getting a seat during the waning months of Barack Obama's tenure. That is critical. We know what Merrick Garland is now. Can you imagine what the court would be like with Merrick Garland sitting on the bench? Wholly different. Mitch McConnell held that seat vacant until after Donald Trump was elected president. It ended up, of course, being filled by Justice Neil Gorsuch, who has voted with the conservatives on several high-profile cases, most of them, in fact. It was McConnell who was also able to muscle through Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg just days before the 2020 election. And that cemented Trump's legacy for building the most conservative Supreme Court since before the Great Depression. I want you to think about that again. It is the most conservative court in almost 100 years. And we are, of course, still waiting on the biggest case of all, the Dobbs case, that was leaked to Politico weeks ago with a draft opinion showing a clear rejection of Roe versus Wade and a rejection of the 1973 decision that allowed abortions across the nation. Tossed out dozens of laws across all 50 states related to abortion. That ruling, when it comes, which could be today, and if it does indeed deliver the conclusion as first published by Politico, this would be the most consequential term for the Supreme Court in decades as well. Hard to argue that. I mean, consider the ruling in favor of private religious schools getting public money from the states, solidifying the rights of American citizens to self-defense with guns concealed in public, and overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. That's just a few of the opinions handed down. And all at a time when the guy who replaced Donald Trump is flailing in office, suffering the worst approval numbers for a second-year president ever. Ever. The Democrats, the socialists, and the far-left extremists are going to erupt in the coming days. You'll see more violence, like the attack on Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg's office that happened this week, or the attacks on charity groups and churches that help women who are in crisis because of unintended pregnancies. You'll also see attacks on police, Well, just because that's what leftists do. Imagine what's going to happen when conservatives take control of the country back and decide to close the border and enforce the actual laws of this nation. Man, they'll go bonkers for sure then, won't they? Oh, and one more thing. Let me be clear. I'm not some kind of Mitch McConnell fanboy. In fact, as a general rule, I don't like him much at all. Just yesterday, he and 14 other senators, weak-willed Republicans, joined Democrats that voted in favor of brand new red flag laws. Those, however, could also be in jeopardy. Struck down. Why? Because of President Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. So when you realize that your right to defend yourself is stronger than ever today, that your religious rights are stronger than ever today, and that abortion may no longer be something that can be dictated by left-wing extremists who want the government to pay for it, by those left-wing extremists who manipulated the system to make it happen in the first place, just say four simple words, would you please? Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President Trump. And if you keep yourself together and vote in all important elections like the midterms now, and again in 2024, we might just save this thing yet. We might just save this thing we call America. God bless America. Who's with me? I'm telling you. All right, now let's focus on that gun decision a bit more. We need to focus on that a bit more. Whoopi Goldberg and the histrionic staff at The View took the Supreme Court's ruling on guns as a, well, about as well as you'd expect. Their heads just about exploded right on camera. Here's Whoopi. Listen.
Right before we went on air, the Supreme Court handed down their decision that will allow New Yorkers to carry concealed firearms, striking down a centuries-old state law that made people have to prove that they had due cause to conceal and carry. Now, people are still processing all of this. The implications, we don't know really what it actually means, but, you know, given everything New York City is going through, it seems, I don't even have the words, it seems
stupid.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's not even stupid. It is, it's so, it's such a middle finger to New York.
Is that what it is, a middle finger to New York? Is that what it is? Well, we've got a lot more on this coming up because we want to break down the breakdown of the left. Boy, they had a tough day again. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden's approval numbers, the lowest they've been yet. He is 17 points in the hole. That's the aggregate. 17 points in the hole is Joe Biden. His approval numbers, 39%. His disapproval numbers, 56%. By the way, the latest disapproval numbers from Reuters, 58. Quinnipiac, 58. Rasmussen, 59. Approval numbers, 35% from Quinnipiac, 36% from Reuters. It's getting tough out there. More about the Second Amendment and the Supreme Court after this on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.